You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're happy to welcome Mr. Paul Barclay, the CEO and founder of Nova Token. Paul has developed award-winning games for Windows, Mac, Linux, iOS, and Android Mobile. He's also managed all aspects of the studio and its growth, including recruiting and managing over 30 people across engineering, product management, design, and Art. Mr. Barclay, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. Most pleased to have you out and looking forward to hearing all the details here. So what was the inspiration in the start of Nova Token? Let's start there.
So we've been a game development company since 2013, building collectible gaming, various bits of technology, and we just really identified a gap in the market for gaming-focused crypto projects, and that's really how Nova Token was born. And the big gap we noticed was really about the collectible items in the games. That's one of the pieces that I've worked on long ago back at Wizards of the Coast, working on Magic Online, was basically a real money trading economy, although it's the old world there. So all the items are still owned by the company. They can just take them away. And we didn't really like that. So we've been batting around a few different ways to make trading possible. And then boom, all these different ways to potentially do in-game items came along. And it's been proven that it's going to be a massive part of the gaming industry for the next, I'm not going to predict longer than 5 years, but the next 5 years, who knows what's going to happen after 5 years. So we really just buckled down and figured out a way to build some pretty fantastic tech. That's the short form story.
And that certainly works. Good stuff there. Now, if you would tell the audience a little bit about Nova Token and the launch.
So what it does is it's powering a platform that lets any game developer deliver in-game items to any player. One of the big things that we've noticed in the crypto world is that the crypto world is incredibly painful to interact with. There's lots of little fiddly transactions you got to send. You got to care about how much your transactions cost. They can get dropped. The user experience is just diabolically bad. But if you think to the games you play, the best games you play have a totally smooth user experience. So that's really what we've built, is the tool to allow those game devs to deliver blockchain items without having to expose the blockchain to anybody, not even their own software developers. It's all built as an API driving transactions on a layer 2 blockchain. Might be getting a little bit technical, but the whole point here is you don't have to understand the tech. You just need to know it works. Same as GPS on your phone. Like, I have no idea how that works. Same thing here. We don't want game devs to know how it works. We'll tell them if they want to learn, but most people don't want to learn.
That's a lot of information, but it shows the brilliance you have behind Nova Token and your team as well. What's your background in terms of games and tech?
I started out as a game designer. I mean, I started out as an engineer long ago. Moved into game design. Then moved up through the production, product management side of the business. Got a lot more tech under my belt. later on at Wizard, and then a ton more tech at Dragon Foundry. We've been learning a lot. I was a semi-technical co-founder. Now I'm a very technical co-founder.
And quite a vast background that you do have today. We're joined by Mr. Paul Barclay, CEO and founder of Nova Token, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Barclay, do you have any advice for startups and entrepreneurs, whether in the technology gaming industry or not?
I have made so many mistakes. I knew I was going to make mistakes coming into it because you're doing new things. But it was eye-opening, just like the number of things like, oh, I didn't do that right. I've got to figure out a new way to do it. So if you're not in a mindset where you can forgive and embrace your own mistakes and learn from them, you're not going to have an enjoyable time running a startup or even working in an early stage startup. So I think having the right mindset was a big part of the successes that we've had. I think not getting too attached to your plan is a lot of the basic stuff you learn from people talking about startups. It's just like you have to have it hammered home to you, like as a first time founder. I didn't understand just quite how much emotional energy running a startup would take out of me. It was quite a lot to find that part of the work-life balance. Finding work-life balance in general, you've got to do it. You can't just totally sacrifice the personal side of life to found a company. Like some very, very few people can do that and say they enjoy it. For me, that's just not part of a life goal. Life goals have to be, it's got to be fun as well as rewarding and challenging. I think make sure you have a good business plan to start off with. Make sure you have enough runway. The classic don't quit your day job line. Sometimes it's right to quit your day job. It was right in my case. It might not be right in other people's cases. Make sure you have a good team. Number one way to be more successful is find the right team and find people who you enjoy working with. I mean, basically, you're marrying these people. Like, being a co-founder is basically a marriage. So find someone you like to be married to. Make sure that they're smart. Make sure that they'll challenge you. Make sure that they'll actually do that in a friendly way. Make sure that they have different skills to you. I found some great tech people starting up initially. That was a real, real massive speed boost for us. I think those are the big things. But I mean, it really comes down to do something you know, do it better than everybody else, still have fun doing with it, and don't worry about totally making a ton of really silly mistakes because you're going to.
And that is for sure, and some super advice and covering a lot of different points, especially the mindset that can apply to any point of life. And we really have appreciated all the information shared here today and really impressed by the company Nova Token and what you have in place there as well. Where can our audience find more information about Nova Token and be in contact as needed?
Yep, the website is novatoken.io. Straight up, pretty easy to type in. That's got all the information about what's running right now, what's coming soon. You can check out the roadmap. You can check out some of the games that are starting to integrate the platform. That's the place to go to get all that information.
Again, it is novatoken.io. Mr. Barclay, it's been our pleasure to have had you. All the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Glad to be here. It's great to talk to you, Eric.
And certainly was great to speak with you as well, and hopefully we can get you back on in the future with an update. We've been speaking with Mr. Paul Barclay, the CEO and founder of Nova Token. And again, for further details, simply visit novatoken.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.